Egypt's new National Council is tasked with drawing up a strategy in coordination with religious institutions and security authorities to promote moderate religious discourse, as well as studying and proposing amendments to terrorism-related legislation. President El-Sisi ordered its formation following the Palm Sunday bombings of two churches back in April that left at least 45 people dead and more than 100 injured. Meanwhile, Al-Azhar University, the highest religious authority for the Sunni Muslim world, has set up a kiosk in one of Cairo's busiest underground stations, handing out religious advice to counter the appeal of militant Islam and reach out to believers at the grassroots. Commuters welcome the initiative, with some calling for more kiosks to be set up at other stations across the capital. Critics, however, accuse the 1,000-year-old Al-Azhar for failing to modernize its religious discourse, saying the new initiative does little to counter the lure of militancy among marginalized young people. Islamist militants are waging an insurgency in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and have killed hundreds of soldiers and police in clashes since 2013. Suicide attacks have increasingly spread onto the mainland, killing tourists and Christians in particular. In 2015, President Al-Sisi called on Al-Azhar to take action, and the Azhar Observatory was subsequently launched. Operating in 10 languages, it tracks social media where militants spread their propaganda and has also published books stressing the need to correct extremist interpretations of Islam. In February this year, a top-level Vatican delegation led by Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue held talks at Al-Azhar on ways of working together to combat all religiously motivated violence. I'm Philippa Hitchin.